Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, on paper, your career might look fine. You like the people, the pay is good, but something feels like it's missing. What if success doesn't feel the way you thought it would? If you're ambitious but quietly exhausted, driven but disconnected, how do you know if you're in the wrong job or just the wrong season? Sinead Brady is a career psychologist and she joins me on the line now with her advice. You're very welcome, Sinead.
Thanks for having me, Claire. I love having these conversations.
I'm allergic to new year, new you. But I know in the turn of a year, people are like, right, you know, are there changes I need to make? And often we begin to look at our work, our career, our job and think, is there something that needs to change here? But do you think it's really important that the first step is we reframe the question?
Yeah, 100%. Reframe around the questions that we're asking. Is this the right career? So very often what happens is, you know, we step into a career, maybe 17 or 18, after doing the Leaving Cert, you know yourself, filling out the CAO form and whatnot, step into a career. And actually, we don't really reach our cognitive maturity or our maturity as an individual until we're about 25 or 6. So suddenly we're sitting at 25 or 6 going, I'm not sure if this is the right career for me. But really what you're asking and the question that's most pertinent is this career aligned with who I am during this season of my life? Because your career evolves just as your identity evolves. And what you needed when you were your younger version of yourself may not be what you need now or want now. So as you shift and change during the different seasons of your life, so too does what you want and what you need from a career. So, and careers evolve as well, Claire. You know, we sometimes think of careers as these very static things, but they're actually these living, breathing, really interesting spaces through which we live part of our life, not all of our life. So part of our identity is explored through our career, but not all of it.
And before you consider jumping careers or, you know, leaving your job or making any big changes, you suggest starting to look at how you're living. So when you give career advice or you run programs with people, you look at a very holistic view of life, not just the career.
Absolutely. And this is like your career is part of your identity, not all of it. So when you are thinking about your career, you're thinking about it in a very specific way. And your career begins with understanding physically what you need. And I call them your three P's, three non-negotiables that you need. They're physical, personal, and then and only then your professional non-negotiables. So your physical starts off with the basics of well-being that, you know, we all kind of know to be true. So it's, are you, I call it NEST. So are you nourishing yourself? Are you exercising? Are you sleeping? And then do you have the energy to spend time with people who make you smile? Because if you're nourishing yourself, if you're exercising and if you're sleeping, and I don't mean, like, I love Instagram, but I don't mean the Instagram version of that, like the perfect nutrition, the perfect exercise, high rocks. And if that's your thing, that's fine. But this is just basic movement, getting fresh air, getting steps in. And when you have those basics right, everything else feels better. And then personally, do you know what you need financially from your career? Do you know what your work tempo looks like? You know, and that doesn't mean that you're going to get all of these things. They're not a list of demands, but it's at least when you know what you are deciding upon for yourself, you then make choices rather than sacrifices. And then professionally, are you in a season where you need growth, development and or progression? And what is most important for you? But until you get the physical and the personal right, the professional, you just won't feel connected to it.
And what if your job is encroaching on all of that? It's, you know, sucking all of your energy from the other people in your life, as you said, who light you up. You're not sleeping right. You're not getting exercise or fresh air. You'd understand why people would be saying, you know, this is the job that needs to go. I can't fix one without fixing the other.
Yeah, and this is really interesting because we have to then look and again, take a step back. And this is, you know, as a psychologist, to work in organization psychologist, understanding this from within the context of your overall identity. Your job, your career actually is made up of numbers of different parts, but there's the function of what you do and then there's the environment that you do it in. And sometimes what happens is people say, I have to change job, I have to change career, and the two become conflated with each other. But actually what we need to do is kind of step back a little bit and go, okay, so when I look at the function of what I do, that's the thing that, you know, the technical aspect of your role and what you do. Are you enjoying that? Again, not 100% of the time, because 100% is too. But if we can get like this sweet spot of between 60 and 80% of the function of what you do, if you enjoy that, that's a really high space to be in. That's great. And then it's to kind of look at it and go, of what environment am I doing this in? When I look up and look around, is there a good culture? What does the leadership look like? What does the environment look like that I'm performing the function of my career within? And sometimes it is the function of what you do, and that tends to mean a job or a career change. But if it's the environment that's impacting your physical non-negotiables, then it's not about a job or career change. It's actually about moving environment. It's about being in a different work culture. And then suddenly you can look back and go, there's almost a relief. You go, wow, okay, so now I need to think about something very different. I'm thinking about, how do I perform this role, perform this career in a safer environment where I can sleep, eat and move in a way that is just, you know, what you expect in a job or in a role.
I also love that you say avoid binary thinking. There aren't just two options here, you know, stay in the job and be miserable or leave immediately. That there has to be a little bit of nuance there.
Yeah, there really does. And again, in all the work that I do, let that be with individuals or within organisations, we look at how your role is designed. We look at job crafting. So are there small things that you can do that can actually have a massive impact on your role? And then are there boundaries that you can set? So very often what I find is that there's an awful lot of hidden and invisible tasks sitting within jobs and roles. And sometimes you are the person who is relied upon for those invisible tasks to be done. But again, you have an element of control over some of this, and you can say, okay, so this is where I'm going to redraw the boundaries here so that I can do less of these invisible tasks that are really hard to kind of KPI or explain to anybody, but they keep me super busy. And I need to refocus on the work that I am employed to do as such. So you can, again, stay forever or leave immediately is so binary. It just separates the world into very black and white. But there is this, you know, grey space in the centre where there is scope to sometimes make changes in the form of a pilot and go, okay, I'm going to try this for 6 weeks. I'm going to design a part of my role that was in my control, and I'm going to see if there's something that I can do across the next 6 weeks that actually changes my relationship with this role. So, for example, I'm working with somebody at the moment, and one of the things, she was experiencing rust out, Claire, which is this feeling that she'd been in a job for a long time. She was feeling bored, actually, but the symptoms were the same as burnout. So we began to introduce these small pilots, 6 week pilots, into what she was doing. And she has actually written her own job description, gone to her senior leadership team, and she's in the process of negotiating that job description because she spotted a gap between what they were doing and what needed to be done, and she's the perfect person to fill it. So she's not actually going to leave where she thought she was going to leave in the beginning of our work together.
Yeah, and it is an interesting one, but I think people are hesitant to go in, you know, if they're not in a management role themselves, to go into their manager and say, you know, I'm not enjoying work anymore, I'm not coping, or I need to make change, because it sounds negative. But how is that sort of information, perhaps packaged a little better, received?
Yeah, and this is the thing. It's where you begin to kind of step into this position of ownership over your career. So it's going, I can see what's within my control. And then you can have a conversation about, you know, this is where I add value, this is the impact that I have, and this is where I can see that I can add more impact. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're adding on extra things. And like that, Claire, sometimes the right thing to do is to leave. Perhaps that is actually what you need to do if you don't see that there is a possibility of being able to satisfy your physical non-negotiable. Sometimes the only thing to do is to leave. But you need to have an exit strategy if you're doing that. So you don't just kind of walk in, hand in your P45 and hope that something better will come. You have to make sure that you craft the exit so that you're not left in this space of financial difficulty, because you really need to allow time for a career or a job change, whatever one you decide. And I would always say to people, you know, 6 months is probably the minimum that you should allow, whereas 18 months is often the realistic amount of time that you could be in a position of changing. So if you've got 18 months of covering your basics in terms of your bills in the bank, that's fine. Then you can leave. But if you don't, you just sometimes have to look at it and go, okay, so what do I need to do here? If the role is really impacting your mental health, if perhaps you're in a toxic environment, I would suggest a pivot role. That's where you get out and you protect your well-being. And in that space of time that you pivot, you do something that covers your financial costs. So it might be part-time work or contracting work or something else. But really what you're doing is you're making sure that you stay well enough to be able to go into the next role. But if you are able to stay in the role, if it's not impacting your mental health to the point where you feel really, really low, if you can stay, you craft an exit strategy. You don't just walk out.
And a word that you hear a lot now that you think can be dangerous is the word manifest, that people listen, you know, to their intuition, say this job isn't right for me, I need to leave, but then say I'm going to manifest my dream job. And you say, you know, that's all well and good, but you need to have a plan.
You absolutely need a plan. And you know, manifesting, each to their own on the topic of manifesting. But for me, you know, you can manifest, absolutely. So you can have your vision board, you can have your idea about what you want. But unless there is a plan behind that, very often you can fall into a space whereby you don't see what, you know, you don't understand the landscape that you're walking into. So as I said, absolutely manifest a job change, manifest a career change. But manifesting alone won't get you there. If you're going for a job change, you need to have your CV in place. You need to have your LinkedIn. You know, you have to have all those very practical things in place so that when you go for it, you're prepped and you're primed and you're ready for interview. If you're thinking about a career change, it may be that you need to have certain skills built, that you need to have particular qualifications done. So you have to be really, really clear and careful about, yes, you can manifest. Yes, you can vision board. Yes, you can think about what it is that you want at the end. But the steps in between do need to be concrete, they do need to be paced, and they do need to be attached to the reality of the job market and the career landscape that we're living in.
If you want to find out more about Sinead's work, you can go to thecareerpsychologist.co. She also has a brilliant book. It's called Total Reset. Career psychologist Sinead Brady, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Claire.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.